Medved Show.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And it is 44 minutes after the hour. As promised, I have the opportunity to speak to someone in Paris at the moment who is someone I've known for a long time and greatly respect. Ravi Zacharias has conducted a ministry for 45 years now, 46 years actually. He has debated ideas and basically helped the world enormously in the ongoing struggle for light and against evil. And when I say against evil, yes, I'm talking about terrorism. He's in Paris, which has been subjected to its own terrorism. He was recently in Iraq, which I imagine Ravi Zacharias, by the way, his radio program weekly, Let My People Think, airs on more than 2,000 outlets around the world. Ravi, it's great to speak to you. I would imagine that visiting Iraq and looking at some of the impact of terrorism was an amazing experience.
Yes, it was, Michael, and thank you for having me. I know our friendship goes back for many years. My wife and I are big fans of yours. We listen regularly.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Yes, Michael, I was in the early part of the month started off in Erbil, actually, which they welcome you there as Kurdistan, and they themselves are battling for their own territory and identity, but then went on to Mosul and through Kirkuk and went to Dohuk in the northern region. We visited quite a few cities. I was really the guest of Franklin Graham, who is the head of Samaritan's Purse, and they are doing an absolutely phenomenal job of rescue and medical care. The children that I saw in the hospital there, Michael, one just fresh from having stepped on a grenade the day before, 14 years old, and to watch his one leg gone and just peppered with all the shrapnel. I was in Vietnam when I was in my 20s and saw all kinds of things, and it just was like a flood of memories again of the horror of what is going on in the world of terrorism and the victims that have almost nothing to do with it, suffering such deprivation and injury.
Well, I think one of the many things that people admire about you and your work is, yes, you're a Christian minister and you're attempting to give good news and the word to people around the world. But more than that, you have a deeper and more immediate involvement, which is alleviating suffering. And it's not a question of either or, because it's the same underlying purpose, I assume.
Yes, it is, Michael. Just as you're a voice for reason, and I just am so grateful to hear folks like you on the air pleading for sanity. I've been an itinerant, as you said, for over four decades. I have never, ever seen such insanity in the world of ideologies. And when I hear men like you and Dennis Prager on the air, I'm so grateful for your voice. I've teamed up with Dennis a few times. It's unbelievable, Michael. I cover the globe. I'm on the road over 200 days a year. I just got to Paris a few hours ago. I landed here from Ho Chi Minh City. And you know, the difference in some of the battles that were fought years ago, they were for particular territories. They were sort of, we got messed up in ways that we probably shouldn't have. But once that war was over between South and North, the territory was obtained and they are moving on with their lives. What we are battling now is ideologies, ideas that don't necessarily have geographical parameters. They are just sort of like a cancerous spread that moves beyond borders and boundaries. And what I'm seeing happening now, I've told this to my colleagues, I have never seen such ruthlessness, such senselessness. And the tragedy is doesn't seem to be an end in sight, because there are people there today who are willing to wield weapons of warfare and hate without any conscience. one idea when I was in Karakosh. Mosul has been devastated. You just see the houses lying in ruins. I was in one church in Karakosh, a 200-year-old church, pockmarked with bullets, burned every room. The fan blades had melted. I don't know what they were trying to do. What were they trying to accomplish? Just vent their anger? And you see people with hoses now trying to clean up their homes. And, I have a tender heart. I was born and raised in India. And when I looked at little children just staring from inside their broken, shattered homes, my heart broke. What could you do except go and put your arm around them and hug them?
You, Ravi, believe, and I know that it's part of your ministry, that it is possible to work with people of conscience, even those who may be devout Muslims but opposed to this profound evil of Muslim terrorism.
I agree, Michael. And yes, that qualifier is so important, people of conscience and people of respect for counter perspectives. I was the first 20 years of my life I spent in India. I was born in Chennai, raised in Delhi. I played cricket at college level, high school level. My classmates were Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, Buddhists. I had no personal faith at that time. But we learned to live and let live. And if we had ideas to discuss, it wasn't a matter of chopping the other person's head off in the process. It was learning to disagree respectfully. But, you know, the hotbed of violence today, where it makes it impossible to reason with others. And as you said, you know, I have many, many good Muslim friends. The problem today, we think of it as sort of Islam versus the rest of the world. The biggest conflict is going on within Islam right now.
No, that's exactly, and it's so essential that people get that right. If we can, I hope we can speak for a few minutes more with Ravi Zacharias. He's calling in from France. He travels all around the world, speaking for values that are profoundly decent, and if I may say so, profoundly American. We'll be right back with Ravi Zacharias.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Ravi Zacharias, who has been a voice that has been heard around the world, on media around the world. He has also authored or edited more than 25 books, which is amazing considering everything else he's done. He is just back from touring Iraq and currently in Paris. Ravi, in terms of the ongoing situation in the world right now, what is the most important grounds for hope that you see?
Ah, boy, that's a tough one, Michael. Very, very tough one. I remember being in Jordan some years ago, and Prince Raad, who is heir to the throne in Iraq, he was the cousin related to the former King Hussein. I said to him one day, what is the most important thing for our times? It looked like he'd heard that question before, and he didn't bat an eyelid. He said, Ravi, two things, youth and leadership. How leaders lead and set a model for the young. He said, those are the two critical elements for the future. And so as we travel and we speak, we primarily speak to university audiences to model dialogue without hostility, without demeaning the other person. And when we do forums, whether it's Michigan State or Michigan or Yale or whatever, we deal with these issues that are volatile, but try to do it cordially. The only hope, Michael, is to try to dialogue on these issues with our disagreements, but to do so with cordiality and civility. That sets the tone and sets the model. So I think the young are both at this point the greatest threat and the greatest possibility.
Ravi,
I urge our university professors. Go ahead.
Now, I was just going to ask, you've traveled all over the world. You've talked to people all over the world. Do you think that Lincoln is still correct that America represents the last best hope of Earth?
You know, a Russian in Moscow said to me, my only hope is for the future of the world is America. He said, but I'm afraid they're not thinking rightly out there. If America goes back to the values that gave it really its ethos and its impact, we have hope. I truly believe that. And I believe there's that possibility. The values that built America, unique experiment in history, but the very Declaration of Independence, what it talks about, the values that we are endowed by our Creator with these rights. But we have to understand what it means to be human before we talk about human rights. And I think that's where the debate is going on. But I do believe in America there is that hope and that possibility.
That's Ravi Zacharias, who does whatever he can to make that possibility real. You can read about his work. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com, where the conversation continues about the proper role and the grounds for hope and inspiration from this greatest nation on God's green earth.